Republicans in Congress say they have reached a final agreement on their tax bill, and it appears to include a prize the Alaska delegation has sought for years, opening the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to oil drilling. But Democrats say they don't know what's in the final agreement because they haven't been allowed to see it. Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin reports.
Are you ready to stop this Republican tax scam?
Yeah. Let's do it!
Outside the Capitol, Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren fired up a crowd of protesters. But inside, a conference committee was meeting over the tax bill. The purpose of a conference is to iron out the differences between the House and Senate versions. But Republicans had already announced they'd reached an agreement among themselves. And Democratic objections were futile.
Mr. Chairman, I would respectfully move that the conference committee stand adjourned. With its work unfinished.
Democratic Representative Lloyd Doggett tried any number of ways to throw off the proceedings. The Republican chairman, Kevin Brady, gave no quarter.
Second the motion.
Thank you. That motion is not available. We will reserve.
Mr. Chairman, appeal the ruling of the chair.
So that motion is also not available.
All right.
So let me go back over the committee rules.
Well, what are the committee rules other than we do whatever you want?
It was all for show anyway. As Chairman Brady explained, one of the few requirements for a conference committee is to hold one public meeting. This was that meeting. He made it clear Republicans don't have to give the Democrats on the panel copies of the agreement. Brady said they'd see the bill before final passage in the House and Senate, slated for next week. But the committee meeting was a chance for speeches. Senator Lisa Murkowski, when it was her turn, praised the bill's inclusion of drilling in a portion of the Arctic Refuge. It's a goal she has held her entire congressional career, as has every Alaskan elected to federal office.
We fought long to authorize a program for responsible energy development in Alaska's non-wilderness 1002 area, which Congress specifically set aside for its evaluation of its oil and gas potential.
Most Democrats used their speech time to call the bill a giveaway to the rich that would vastly increase the deficit. The nonpartisan Joint Committee on Taxation put the price tag of the Senate version at $1 trillion. But Republicans, like Alaska Congressman Don Young, say the corporate tax cuts will create more jobs and fuel the economy.
Thank God I'm wearing my cowboy boots today. You know why cowboys wear cowboys' boots? To keep their damn pants clean from the horse manure that comes from people that don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Young looked pointedly across the room at a Democratic senator who had just spoken. Young told her if the Republicans are wrong about the bill, if the tax cuts don't help the middle class as promised, then Democrats get bragging rights.
If we're wrong, you ought to be happier than the devil. You ought to be real happy. You can say, look what the Republicans did. Look what they did. They hurt you. They hurt your economy.
But Young says he's convinced the Democrats are wrong and the bill will create more jobs and more freedom. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.